Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is indeed a pleasure to be here this morning. What a weekend. It was a beautiful weekend here in Tampa Bay, and it still is. Gorgeous day out there. We were at the Tampa Bay Seafood Festival and getting petitions signed for the campaign. We're going to talk about that later. Frankly, I would have liked to I'd like to sit here and say that, you know what, we had a great time. We had a lot of signatures. We're well on our way to getting qualified for the election, but the fact of the matter that's simply not the truth. On Saturday, I was there alone, and because my wife has stuff to do, and then on Sunday, between services, my son, my wife, and I were out. And thanks to them, God bless them. You know, if you can't have the support of your family, then you're really screwed. And it's nice to have the support of my family on this. But we'll talk about the rest of this later, because I think it's vitally important that we have this discussion. And you know what? And it's okay, frankly, not to have this discussion in private. We need to have this discussion in public, so people can hear, people can see, and people can know about that, because that's the only way we get it fixed. They've tried for years to have this conversation behind closed doors, and it only benefits the people who are already in authority. So anyway, we'll talk about this later. Today, the Supreme Court is taking up the Affordable Health Care Bill, commonly referred to in our circles as Obamacare. Isn't it interesting that mainstream media wants you the reference to Obamacare is somehow disrespectful? I think that's so funny. They want us to. I mean, they want us to go. The reference to the Affordable Health Care Bill as Obamacare, that is somehow disrespectful. I think it's amazing that they can consider that somehow disrespectful. If you call it Obamacare, it's disrespectful. Well, you know, it is what it is, and media continues to do that, and it's okay. Yeah, you know what? He is fine. He's perfectly okay. He doesn't need every Tom, Dick, and Harry to run around, and Shaniqua to run around defending him. He doesn't need your defense. He's fine. He's grown. He took the toughest job on the planet. He took it. And he's handling it. He's good. But anyway, the Affordable Health Care Bill is before the Supreme Court. We knew it would end up there. I mean, I think everybody knew that some point, who was really paying attention, who really knew, really have any idea how things work, knew that this bill would end up there. And it's there. 6 hours each side will present, and we will have some of the audio tomorrow, because apparently they're going to be doing something special. They're going to be actually releasing the audio. A few hours after the end of the proceedings, which is kind of unheard of. Normally it's a few weeks, but it's going to be the same day. So we ought to be able to tell what's going on in arguments. And the decision is not going to be made until probably June, which sets up major league drama. And we want to talk about that today. You know, it's hard to comment on exactly what's going on there because we don't know. We've already commented, and if you want to comment on what you think about the Affordable Health Care Bill, commonly referred to as Obamacare, you're welcome. You're welcome to comment. It's 232-4246. Yeah, okay, different number. 646-232-46. You're welcome to chime in on what you think about the Affordable Health Care Bill, commonly referred to as Obamacare. And if you think any parts of it are unconstitutional. I've got problems with the mandate, frankly. I have problems with the state of Florida requiring everybody to have automobile insurance. I think I would have automobile insurance. Anytime I could afford it, I know I'd have it because if I crash into somebody, I don't have the out of pocket money to pay them, and I don't want to get sued for a gajillion dollars. You know what? And I want other people to have it in case they run into me, because I don't have the money to sue them for a gajillion dollars. I think car insurance is a bad idea. Car insurance is a good idea, but I'm not so keen. That the state of Florida says you, in order to drive a car that you bought and you pay for, see, and that's the bitch for me. You know what? A car that I bought and I paid for, you're going to tell me in order to do that, I have to buy this product. I'm not good with the state doing it, so I know that I'm not good with the federal government doing it. I know that I'm not, because. You know what? I wish I had a business. I wish I was in a business that you. Whatever it is, that's great. Thank you.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
Huh?
What?
Hold on.
What'd you say? Wait a second, huh?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Far from the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of a magical truffula trees. They grow happy and healthy and thick as you please, just waiting for visits from yous and from me's.
Whoa.
In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Look, everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
Wait, I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees.
Visit the animals. Come see the plants. From the mighty sequoia to the tiniest ants. Discover its beauty. Take time to relax. See brown barbalutes or even the Lorax.
I feel so alive. I just like hearing you say it.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more. Visit discovertheforest.org. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I hope that you've gone back to Red State Talk Radio Network. The player is back up and rolling. Some people are playing shows we did before, and we didn't choose to do that. We put in last week's shows and last week, and we're going to continue to do that. New shows, new times, you know, whatever. And so again, if you missed the show or you missed some of the show and you're wondering what's going on, go back to the Red State Talk Radio. That's redstatetalkradio.com. That's redstatetalkradio.com. Primo's daughter. We thank her for running the station, and we are back up and rolling. It is cool. Thanks so much. All right, listen. Here's the deal. The Supreme Court is talking about Obamacare, folks. Talking about you know what, and I guess the main portion of this is the individual mandate, which means that you have to buy health insurance or you will be fined by the federal government. I don't know of any other time in history, and if you do, please let me know, where outside of the IRS, obviously, that you can be fined, actually even with the IRS, for not purchasing an item by the federal government. Now, I know that if you don't, in the state of Florida anyway, if you don't purchase car insurance, you're not fined, but you do pay a penalty in that you're not allowed to drive your car, you have your license suspended, which is amazing. But because what if you get a license and you don't have a car? That's interesting. You know, you can't buy a car without a driver's license, which is insane, because you have to buy insurance. In order to buy insurance, you have to have a driver's license. What? So for me, even the state level is all crazy. Like, if I have enough money to buy a car, I can't buy a car. But you don't have a driver's license. Why do you need a car? None of your business. I just want one. I've got the money. I've got $55,000. I'd like to buy a car. What if I never drive that? And you can, in the state of Florida, you can drive that car on private property as much as you want. you just can't drive it on the public road. So if I wanted to drive around on my farm or in my meadow, I can drive around as much as I want. But I have hell buying one. Doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense to me that I have to have car insurance. And if I don't, then the state decides if I haven't bought this product, then I will somehow be, you know, I get my license suspended. And if I get caught driving with a suspended license because of it, I can be put in jail. Why are you put in jail? You got to put in jail for driving on a suspended license. How did your license get suspended? Because you didn't have car insurance. Well, I couldn't afford car insurance. That's too bad. Then you should have rode the bus. What the heck? What? So I'm not good with that. So if you think I'm good necessarily with having the federal government come in and say, you know what, you have to buy this product. You have to buy this product. You have to buy this health insurance. You have to. And if you don't, we'll fine you. So, and the fine may take place, may take the appearance of we'll take some of your tax refund. Or if you're not getting a tax refund, then we'll add it onto your bill. Well, I don't know if you can do that. I don't really know where in the Constitution, which is what the federal government has to go by, not just the whims and wants of and creature comforts of the American people. And I know a lot of folks think that that's all they should be doing. You know, if the people want it, well, if the people want creature comforts, they need to approach their city, state, and their city and county governments, because that's kind of what they're in charge of. So, you know, even if quote, the people, end quote, want it, which it seems like they don't, but even if they did, the federal government is not the people to ask. It's simply not part of their purveyance. It's not part of what they're supposed to be doing. It just isn't. Now, I know they already have. My wife and I talk about this all the time, that we already have socialized medicine. We already do. We have Medicaid for people who are poor and then are temporarily poor. We have Medicare for people who are old. The only people that we haven't covered are the able-bodied. That's the only people we haven't covered. A lot of states, including Florida anyway, have a program to cover children. So this whole idea of, you know, this whole idea of people are dropping dead in the street because they don't have health care insurance is, first of all, it's all emotional, and it draws a very good emotional picture, but it doesn't have to happen to be true. It just isn't true. Someone brought to me the other day, what if someone goes to the hospital and now we all have to pay for it? Well, all this stuff is based on emotion, not any of it based on reality, fact, common sense, any of it. Well, here's the deal, and I understand that if Joe Blow goes to the hospital and they find out that he has stage 3 lung cancer and he doesn't have any insurance, we're going to, you know what, because we are a benevolent nation, we're not going to turn him out to die in the street. That simply isn't going to happen. That doesn't happen in America. It doesn't. We're going to treat him, and everybody else is going to pick up the cost. That's exactly right. However, we do that one time for a person. You know, we do that for people. This whole idea that you're going to cover everybody, all 333 million people, and you're going to pay, and we're all going to pay a premium for that, whether they ever get sick or not, it doesn't make good sense. It doesn't make good sense. Yes, I'd rather pay for that guy who has stage 3 cancer one time than to pay for a whole bunch of people who are never going to get ill until the day they die. Because there are still people who just don't ever get sick and then they wake up dead because they're 90 years old, and they have truly had no serious health problems. except they got old, died. You know, that still happens. This whole idea of that everybody dies of something, and people still die because they old, because you're 95 years old or 85 years old. Some people just die. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what, there's any reason to pay a premium for those people who never get sick, never go to the doctor, and are fine most of the time, just in case they get sick. That's ridiculous. Because that brings that destroys the healthcare system that we currently have. And if you're looking to destroy it, well, that's how you do it. If you're looking to tear it apart because you hate it that much because of some, I don't know, for some reason, that's how you do it. You destroy it like that. That's how you ruin it. That's how you bring it to its knees. You find the companies that didn't provide whatever the government's idea of appropriate coverage was. You'd find them. They'd say, you know what, the fine, and this is done intentionally, the fine is less than the insurance, so guess what? We'll take the fine and we'll put these people on, and that'll be just part of the cost of doing business, and we'll let those people go to the government plan. And if you agree with the affordable health care bill, you can't tell me that businesses won't do that. You can't tell me that. You can't be honest in a discussion. You know, you just can't be honest in a discussion that tells me that businesses won't do that. Of course they will. It's a smart thing to do. It's the only intelligent thing to do. If government says, we'll fine you if you don't cover your employees with a plan like this, when you look at your books, you'll say that plan cost 75 shekels. And how much is the fine? The fine is 20 shekels. I'll take the fine. You guys are done. You're on the government plan. That way we can all have a job. Because if I have to pay 75 shekels, then I'm going to have to lay off four of you. You see what I'm saying? So it just makes perfect sense for businesses to say, screw it, we'll take the fine. It's cheaper. And we can all have our jobs. Now, the problem is that whatever everybody's health care is now, everybody's taxes will get raised. You may have your job, but you'll have less money. And so you might still end up losing jobs because people simply won't be able to buy things and businesses won't thrive, blah, 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 on and on and on. It'll be like the sewer backed up, the reverse of the trickle down theory. It's the reverse of that. So it's not smart unless your plan is to destroy the system that you have now, because that's the way to do it. Because that will eventually. Because people will be moving from private insurers to government insurers, that puts a lot of those people out of business. And why? Because they won't have people to insure. They won't have income coming in, and that will put them out of business. So, again, if that's what you want to do, then this is how you do it. And you can have a discussion about whether you want people covered or not. You can have that discussion. But this is not that discussion. This is a discussion about, do you want to destroy the system as it is? And apparently, a lot of folks do. And apparently, the president does. The president wants to destroy the system as it is. He finds that this system is anathema to his core beliefs and the core beliefs of a lot of people who agree with the president. And it's easy to, you know, it's easy to sell people telling them they're going to get something that's not going to cost them anything or it's going to cost them less. It's easy because everybody either wants it for nothing or a lot less than they're paying now. That's just our nature. You know what? That's just our nature. Very few of us are looking to pay a premium price for anything. You know, we're not. You know, very few of us in the American culture go into the go into the Bentley dealership and say, hey, the Bentley dealership and say, oh, give me the most expensive thing you've got. Let me pay the sticker price. Nobody does that. Even people who are going into the Bentley dealership are looking for a deal. You know? You know, even people who go into are still looking for a deal. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're buying a Bentley, you're looking for a deal. Now, you know a Bentley is going to be whatever price or around that range, but nobody pays sticker price on a Bentley. So it's easy for the president and his minion to sell the affordable health care bill on folks. And if you tell them it's going to be free or it's going to be a lot cheaper than what you have now, and it's going to be better. Well, hell, who doesn't want that deal? The only problem is it's a scam. That's the only problem. It's a scam. They did a survey recently, and the president's claim that you'd be able that this wouldn't affect most people who wanted to keep their health care. It wouldn't change. It'd be the same. Only 30% of businesses were able to keep their plan since this thing was passed. Only 30%. But the president knew that, and so did everybody who was supporting this thing from the inside. They knew that. But one of the tactics of the left is they just keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep it out there. If you want to be able to keep on your insurance, you'll be able to keep your, you know, just keep saying it. And then tear apart people who disagree with it. Even if they disagree with, you know, dispassionately with just pure logic, it just doesn't make any sense that you would have been able to keep it. That it would be the same, that it would not be more expensive. Our plan is now more, you know, that we used to have with the company that my wife's job goes with. It is not only more expensive, it covers less. That's just the reality of it. And the frustrating thing is, I understand. You know, I get it. Because now you can keep your kids on to 26. Well, they weren't going to get on for free. You think that the healthcare companies were going to cover them for free? They're forced to cover them. They were going to cover them for nothing? I almost want to make my son go to the, I almost want to make my son go to the doctor every week just because. Trying to get my money worth. Shoot. You know, that's the crazy part. You know, and if you sit down with people who are interested in talking about any of this from even a vaguely rational viewpoint about why things cost more money, whether it's insurance or whether it's string beans or gasoline, then you'll say the more people you cover, the more expensive it's going to get. You can't cover those people for free, and they're not going to. It's not going to. They were forced to. Your children can stay on your health care plan until they're 26. They can't be kicked off until they're 26, until they're damn near 30, which is just amazing to me. But nonetheless, that's going to be more expensive. It's just going to be more expensive. We've got a minute till break. Let's take a quick call from the 727. I guess it's from the 727. Welcome to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. What can we do for you?
Hey, Willie. Mayo, hey. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing this great day?
Doing good, man.
I'm
hey, it's obvious that when you look at this thing and you look at the details on it, I mean, just a half hour on Wikipedia, if you spend a half hour on Wikipedia studying Obamacare, you would be in, you know, the top 99.9% of the country in being familiar with this thing. This thing is nothing else but a way to make all health care turn into Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. It's just the way of the government to take over something, and then after they take it over, there's not going to be enough money to pay for it, and they're going to have to raise taxes or spend the money that they have. It's going to go bankrupt, and then it's, you know, they're going to be, of course they're going to be rationed out, the same way they're going to have to ration out Social Security, the same way that they ration out Medicare and Medicaid. Ask anybody who's been on Medicaid. They've rationed what they can and cannot get and how many times a year. I mean, look at the teeth of people who are on Medicaid. I mean, that'll tell you what kind of system that is.
Sure.
I mean, This is it's so complicated. It's so unnecessarily uncomplicated. If you just want to pay for people's health insurance that can't afford it, then just figure out how many people that is, say how much that equals in taxes, and say this is what we're going to raise for taxes so we can pay for everybody who makes under this amount of money so they can have free health care. Done. But they didn't do it that way. They had to do it, you know, with all these different switches and levers in this thing to totally keep people just totally confused.
Well, if you keep them confused, you can keep them out of your business. You know what I'm saying? You can keep them from participating. The more complicated it is, the easier it is to keep people from really participating at a level where your causes are maybe stopped. And that's the deal. So you make it complicated. You have a billion moving parts that cover all sorts of other things that slip into all sorts of other areas that have nothing to do with healthcare. Because if anybody believes that this is about covering people who don't have insurance, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Because you've already said, we've got the methods to do that. We've got Medicare for old people, and we've got Medicaid for people who can't afford it. Don't we already have those two those two systems already?
Right. Don't we already have Medicaid. Just say, oh, we're going to revamp Medicaid. You're now allowed to have more than $1,600 in assets. You can have $20,000 in assets combined with a gross income of $20,000 a year or less. And you qualify.
That's
you can raise it any way you want. You don't have to change anything. You just change the filter at the front end. All you have to do is change a number in a computer on the redetermination slip that you got to fill out every 2 weeks.
That's all you have to do. It's already in place. Doctors already accept it. It's already. I mean, the regular system already accepts it. It's already ready to go. Because that just proves to me right away. And I don't care what anybody says, and they can get all emotional. This has nothing to do with covering people who can't be covered. Nothing. And I had a question about 23-year-olds and 24-year-olds having being able to pay for health insurance. The fact of the matter is that they're eligible if they're independent, and not being claimed on anybody's tax return, they can qualify for Medicaid.
Right.
They don't.
The way they want.
But they could.
Right. You can cover anybody you want. You can change the rules any way you want for Medicaid. You know, you'll have to change the deduction on everybody's paycheck, and everybody will find out how much it actually costs. That's probably the only way they want to do it that way.
Ooh. You'd be letting the secret out of the bag at that point.
All right, so we'll do it this way, where we'll back end fine people. People don't even do their taxes. I mean, the people that 50% of the country don't even pay taxes. Think they're going to pay a fine on their taxes?
it's a complete nightmare.
$2,000 tax penalty per an employee for companies with 50 or more employees. You know, Joe Schmo Landscaping Company that has, 72 people that work for him down there in the Tampa Bay area. Well, he's got to pay. You think he's going to cover everybody's 25-year-old kid that works for him? He's going to pay the $2,000 penalty. Not only that, if they don't go out and get – actually, I think he only pays the $2,000 penalty for the employees that go and actually enroll in a healthcare plan. If they don't enroll, I think they'll get dinged themselves for the penalty. But either way, they're not going to – $2,000, do they know – healthcare is going to – minimum is going to be – for families, employers are paying half is going to be, $7,000-$8,000 a year. They're paying 50%.
Yep.
It's a joke.
So it's, you know what, and again, even if you just, if you approach this thing dispassionately, just sit down with another adult and have an adult conversation and say, really? Seriously? Come on, man. Don't give me the case about the lady who has stage 4 cancer and you get all jacked up about, because that's a terrible thing. But the system's already in place. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's already in place. There was no reason for the United States government to take over 1/6 of the country's economy. It's not about healthcare.
It's never been
about healthcare.
And they made a huge – not only that – the defending thing is a tax increase. So they did all this, and they get to the Supreme Court, and now they're trying to defend. It's just a tax increase. But why don't they just why don't they just raise everybody's income tax and then say, if you could prove that you're paying for your own health care plan, you can deduct it dollar for dollar. Then it wouldn't be a fine. Then it wouldn't be a penalty. It would just be, here's the tax rate for the whole country. Oh, by the way, you get a deduction. You get to deduct the cost of any health insurance premiums that you pay during the year. Boom.
Oh, but you see that? See, but you can put that like on a page, and you wouldn't be able to hide all of such a crap in there. Come on, man. Come on, you know why?
Yeah.
You can write
and
that.
You know
the
other. And you wouldn't be able to tax religious organizations like they're going to do, which I don't hear anybody talking about because we're talking about, you know, the right of contraceptive. But listen, if the federal government came in and the first thing they did with those religious organizations is they circumcised them. They told them, listen, you only have freedom of religion for the people who work inside the chapel or the sanctuary. All the other people that work outside the actual church building,
who work in the office,
right? They don't count. The college doesn't count. The orphanage doesn't count. The Christian school doesn't count. All these other organizations that you run, those are not part of the church. And nobody realizes they did that. After growing up and hearing about how the church doesn't end at the church door. The government came and said the church ends at the church door.
And any
other ministries you have outside the door, they're free for the government to tell what to do. And they told them what kind of insurance product they have. And what nobody realizes yet is that when all those religious organizations just drop their insurance, okay, then they're going to pay $2,000 per person. So in essence, Obamacare is going to tax, because that's the way they're defending it. They're going to tax the church, starting in a couple. They're going to tax the Christian school down the road that employs more than 50 people. They're going to tax the church.
That's exactly right. And you know what? Again, that wasn't really hard to find out or figure out, wasn't it? I mean, you didn't have to have any advanced degrees to figure that out. All you have to do is be able to think logically for, I don't know, 5 minutes, maybe 6 or 7 minutes. And that's what this is all. That's what this is all about. You're right. This is all about. This is a huge tax increase, and that's what is at the core of it. More money into the federal coffers. Listen, we got to take a break. How are things going on your end?
We're good. We're good in
Appreciate
Atlanta,
it, man. Listen, keep up the fight, bro. Keep up the fight.
Take care, my man.
We'll all do it together. Peace. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
The entire piece of music is played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio. Yes, this weekend there was all sorts of activities going on here in Tampa Bay area. Again, the seafood festival that I was at, and there was another Taste of Tampa, a couple of art shows, and there was a Trayvon Martin rally, and there's going to be a Trayvon Martin rally tomorrow here in Tampa Bay area at 6 o'clock at the 34th Street Church of God. Trayvon's parents will be in attendance. It's being put on by Frank Reddick. Frank Reddick is the city council member in my district. The church is actually, it's interesting. It's probably about 200 yards from where I grew up, and there'll be a rally there. Here's the deal. Unless other facts show up, what happened to Trayvon Martin is a tragedy. It doesn't matter if Trayvon Martin is tall. It doesn't matter if he was younger. The fact of the matter is, you had a guy who had a gun and a kid. Even if he was stronger, who had a some Skittles and some iced tea. There you go. Even if it wasn't racial, and the problem is that this is being politicized. Somebody asked me this weekend why I wasn't at the rally. I said because I don't want this to be a political issue. This is a law enforcement issue, and that's where it needs to stay. It needs to stay as a law enforcement issue, not a political issue. And it just makes me sick to my stomach that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are coming down here and making it a political issue. It's not a political issue. It's a law enforcement issue. And I think the Sanford Police Department at this point screwed it up. Golly, what I almost said. They just screwed it up. You know, this is a one-month anniversary. You know, a lot of people around the country are hopping on this bandwagon, and the fact of the matter is that if it hadn't been for the rallies, if it hadn't been for that, you would have most of you who are out of Central Florida would have never even heard about this. she would have never even heard about it. So don't get all crazy about the coverage and blah, 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 because it was screwed up from the beginning. That's why you're hearing about it. Had it been done right, in my opinion, from the beginning, and proper investigations been done, you would have never heard about it. But the cursory interview of George Zimmerman and no phone calls made to any of the witnesses that call 911 is beyond the pale. So now there needs to be an investigation. Now you've already screwed it up. Now you've already screwed the pooch. You know, what my neighbor says, you know, I talk about my neighbor all the time, and what he said was perfectly true. You know what? Welcome to your crap. We didn't say it this way. Welcome to your crap storm. Nice job. You didn't take the conservative route and make sure that you dotted every I and crossed every T. You just sort of blew it off. Yeah, there you go. Welcome to your crap storm, Sanford, Florida. And now we've got this whole people, you know, coming out to support George Zimmerman. Well, right now there's no evidence to support George Zimmerman. If there's evidence, then you can do that. My advice is if you are just pissed at the liberal media, please don't involve this case. Don't continue to politicize it. Do not continue to politicize it. It's not a political issue. It's not a left versus right issue. It's a right versus wrong issue. It really is. And we're going to find out. Stop politicizing it. You know, it's interesting that we're bitching that the left is politicizing it while doing the very same thing. Stop politicizing it. If you want, if you feel something, then wrap yourself around the family of the dead teenager. Send them letters of condolences that they have to bury their 17-year-old. And I don't care what kind of 17-year-old it is, that nobody wants to bury their damn 17-year-old, okay? Why don't you keep it in human context? A 17-year-old kid, for whatever reason, got shot in the head and is dead. 70 feet from his stepmom's front door. Tell me that's not a tragedy. Stop politicizing it. Anyway, I think I've said enough about that. How about that? I think I've said enough about that. All right, listen. We're also going to talk about this because I just tweeted this out a second ago. You know what? I have been looking at my race for county commission and some other people's races, the city council and the like, for a while. And I've been trying to qualify by petition. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell you why. It's a good idea to meet people face to face. It really is. I mean, you can do that, but it's hard to get 1800 petitions face to face. It's just hard. I mean, the more money you have, the bigger you can, you know, the bigger you can advertise, people you can get name rec, all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, this weekend at the Curtis Hickson Park, I was as frustrated as I've ever been. There was another candidate who's running against Kathy Castor. His name is E.J. Otero, and he's going to be on this show this week. He is going to be on the show this week. We're fighting this battle. He's running against Kathy Castor, so he's running in what is now Congressional District 14. He used to be 11 here in the state of Florida, and U.S. Rep. And I'm running in District 3, which is the part of Hillsborough County that has to be pre-clearance that is supposed to be minority. But what it actually is minority Democrat. That's what it is. It's that space that's carved out for Democrats. That's what it's all about. Let's just be real. And I hear a lot, you know, because I know I'm hooked into social media, so I hear a lot. You know, when I get a lot of tweets about this and that, and this and that, and this and that. you know, national, SCOTUS, POTUS, taking back our freedoms and, you know, and history, blah, blah, blah. And I get a lot of stuff on my Facebook page having to do with history. Well, you know what? We had to go into the communities, man, and we need to tell them about their history. I'm having a conversation with my neighbor this morning about our REC meetings. And the sad part about this is that about 85% of the people who go to those meetings, I told him, now my neighbor is a liberal Democrat who makes no bones about it. I said, you don't have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about 85% of the people in that room. He said, why? I thought, because they don't do anything. They meet once, a social club. They meet once a month to talk bad about liberals and go to a meeting, maybe have some food. We used to meet in a place where they could eat a snack and have a drink. Now we meet in a church, so they can at least have a snack. They can find a way to see if they can get into the convention. Come hear some candidates talk. It's kind of a social thing. And then go on home. Most of them, 85% of them, won't wave a sign. They won't. They won't make a phone call. They won't knock on a door, and they damn sure aren't going to open their wallet. I've done the research. 85% of them aren't going to do anything. So I told my friend, listen, they're completely harmless. Harmless. They may vote. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe they'll vote. But as far as local elections, you especially don't have anything to worry about because these people are do-nothings. They're completely harmless. Completely harmless. And that's the truth. So if you want to know what the secret is to taking back, quote, Talibist, we need to take back our country. We need to take back our nation. You know, I'm about sick to death, frankly, of that chatter. Sick to death. You know, I'm sick to death of that chatter because it doesn't mean anything. If you are not willing, and this goes to my conservative friends, who I'm sure I will have less of in the next 9 minutes. I'm sure I will have fewer of in the next 9 minutes. Unless you are willing to do something special, to do something different, you will always get what you've always got. And what we're getting now is a constant diet of bullcrap from Democrats and Republicans who are only in office to be in office, to feather their own nest, to enjoy their own celebrity, to provide health care for themselves. That's all you got. And you refuse. Good luck. Good luck with that. Unless you decided to find a local candidates who are running, especially candidates that are running in non-traditional areas, Republicans who are running in heavily Democrat districts, and support them, and continue to support them, and continue to show those communities that you're going to, that you're not leaving those communities. You're going to work in those communities, and you're going to continue to support Republican candidates in those communities because those communities matter to you. I'm talking to people in leadership now, but they matter to you. That you're going to continue to do that. That you're going to dedicate time, effort, and monies to those campaigns continuously because you care about those areas. Unless you're deciding to do that, then do me a favor. Just shut the hell up. Go away. Now, let me tell you what you're up against. I was talking to a couple, and we were talking about what I was doing. You know, we're collecting petitions and for the office, and she asked me a little bit about who I was, and I told her that I'd grown up here and I'd been here for a while, and I told her where I grew up, and as it turned out, I grew up at 8315 on this street here in town, and she grew up. She's younger than I am, probably about 15 years. She grew up at 8312 across the street down the road, a house. Because 8314, think about this. I grew up at 8315. Across the street from me was 8314, and next door to them was 8312. We grew up kitty-corner to each other. We knew all the same people. We knew all the same folks. We knew everything. I told her my ideas about what's going on in those communities and how we need to fix them, how we need to get out people who have been in office forever and ever. They're there. She's nodding her head. She's saying, "You're right." We're just locking in, you know what? And she said, "Give me that thing." And she goes to sign it, and she sees the word Republican, and she puts down the clipboard. She can't do it because she's been brainwashed. Media, people around her, whatever. She's looking at somebody who grew up across the street from her. Understands the issues because we disagreed on all the things that concern our community. We are in lockstep. We agree wholeheartedly. We agree wholeheartedly. And she grabs the petition and she says, "Let me sign that. And she looked at it and said, and she saw the word Republican, and she was done. She couldn't do it. That's what we're up against. It's formidable. And unless Republican leadership decides that they're going to help out candidates in those areas, we are so screwed. And we're not going to be able to, quote, take back our country, end quote, unless we make gains in our major cities. In the heart of our major cities. This can't all be done from the suburbs where it's comfortable and easy. Sorry, can't be all done from the rural areas where it's all easy. Sorry, it's got to be done. A lot of this work's got to be done by making gains in the inner city. Because we have the answer for their problems. On the line right now is my friend Thomas from Visible Conservatives Christians Unleashed. We've only got a couple of minutes, but I had to say hello. What's up, bro?
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
I got you.
Okay, well, on Skype, anytime I call into BTR shows, my Skype has been being blocked somehow.
Yeah, I've had no problem with Skype. Maybe they're not scared of me. I've had some problems with some Skypiness, but we get by.
Yeah, mine only happens when I'm on BTR shows, though. So it's starting to, I'm starting to possibly look at getting Magic Jack.
Yeah, maybe. Or have you talked to John Sweet about it?
Yeah, and he said that it wasn't nothing on BTR's part, but.
Because John's been very helpful to me. I mean, just to say, I mean, he's been very, very helpful. I mean,
he was helpful to me last time, but. It has to be something from outside BTR because there's no time. Every BTR show, wow. I'm getting my show is going down. Even on my shows, I've been losing audio in the middle of interviews and didn't even know it.
Well, yeah, it's been Skype. I call it Skypey. Sometimes Skype, sometimes Skype makes updates and stuff that craps out. You don't find out about. All right, so listen, I got a minute left. Tell me what's going on.
Oh, tonight on my show, I'm going to weigh in on the Trayvon Martin case.
Good.
Yep.
Good. You know what's funny? It's been a month anniversary since that happened. Today's a month anniversary, and it's interesting that the rest of the country didn't know anything about it until a week ago. And this has been a drama that's been going on for a month in this area. So.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So it's time for the Sanford, you know what? Sanford Police Department had a chance to settle all this by doing the right thing. But they didn't. So now we've got we've got Jesse Jackson coming in town tomorrow. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man. Listen, thanks so much for calling in. I hope things are going great for you, and we'll talk again real soon, all right?
All righty.
All right, peace. All right. Thanks for calling in. This is the Will Lawson Show. Thanks for dialing in. Listen, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Again, just like always, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sake, take care of yourself.